Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us. A cold, snowy day in the Rocky Mountains. So if you're out driving, please keep your speed down and be careful. We are supposed to get somewhere, I've read, between 7 to, what'd you hear, Red, like 15, 18 inches.
Down south in Douglas County and south.
Exactly.
Up to 18, possibly.
So please be careful out driving, and we hope everyone will travel safe. Again, my name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, as always, Red Merrill. Our number is 303-331-7116. That's 303-331-7116. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We've got an Ask the Expert box there. If you'll send us your question and we use your question on air, we will get you a $25 Cabela's gift card. And I know they're not open yet. A guy asked me today, why are you giving me a gift card to a place that's not open yet? Well, you can use that online for a purchase or save it and keep sending us questions, and maybe you'll get lucky and have you $100 by the time they open August 15th here in the Denver area. So check out our website. We've also got a bragging gallery. You can send us your photos. If you have topics that you want to hear about, send me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com. Tell us what you want to hear about, and we will find those experts and get them on for you. Also, we'd appreciate if you would like us on Facebook, and you'll find some good information there as well. Give us a call, 303-331-7116. I want to mention one thing that the Wildlife Experience has donated to us, and I realize the weather may be a little tough, but they have donated two tickets for us tonight. They have a fly fishing film that's hitting their screen tonight, and if you've never been to that Wildlife Experience on Lincoln, out here off of I-25 out south, I'm telling you, this is a tremendous place, and this is going to be a great film, and they're having food there and just a whole bunch of things that you can enjoy. And that starts at 5:30. Doors open at 5:30 tonight. And again, this is the Wildlife Experience, located at 10035 Peoria Street in Parker. And if you call in today and have any kind of question, or you just want the tickets, I will get you our information and how you can get those tonight at their will call window. So if you're interested in a fly fishing film and a night out for watching that, give us a call, 303-331-7116. All right, we've got a couple of returning gentlemen that were here a few weeks ago at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Mark Vivian and Steve Ross. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Man, I feel like getting up this early, and with it snowing, we should be out shooting something. But anyway, glad to have you guys in. And for maybe some of our listeners that might have missed your first show, whoever wants to, tell us just a little bit about who the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is.
Well, really, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is a conservation organization. We're based out of Missoula, and then all of the, I think every state has a chapter at this point?
I believe so. There's about 550 across the country.
Wow.
And then each chapter raises money for the foundation, and then we go out and improve habitat and set up conservation efforts. Everything's about improvement and keeping the habitat there for elk, which also benefits all the other animals that are out there. Obviously, most of our funds come from hunters, because those are the active participants. But we still have a lot of people that are just part of the organization for the conservation end of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is the premier organization that's improving the habitat and helping to increase the numbers of elk out in the wild. And it takes a lot of money to operate an organization like this. And tell us, gentlemen, how do chapters raise money for the Elk Foundation?
Sure. I mean, really, volunteers are the backbone of the entire organization. Each of the chapters, and I mentioned about 550, have an annual fundraising banquet, big game banquet, and that's where most of the funds come in. And that's each chapter, it's a group of volunteers that just believe enough in the cause that try to put on the event. And so That's really the starting point. And then we couldn't do anything without our donors. We have a lot of outfitters, have a lot of the sportsman shops like a Jack's, like a Sportsman's Warehouse that contribute, an awful lot of national sponsors like a Cabela's, like a Budweiser, etc. So it's really a combination of the volunteers working with people that care enough about the cause to put together some spectacular events.
Boy, that sounds good. What should a person expect when they come to one of these banquets?
Really, it's I've heard some people kind of call it like a carnival in a way. Just in that there's a lot of enthusiasm. There's a lot of different things going on. We have, you know, between 500 and 600 people attend our banquet here in Denver. The doors open about 4:30. And right off the bat, you're going to get a chance to get involved in some neat raffles. For example, like a card raffle. This year, the prize for that raffle is actually a custom-built rifle, you know, Remington 700. So there's quite a few raffles going on, and you know, we'll have a silent auction. We've got a general raffle, and there's a bonus component to it, and about 10 other different raffles. You win anything from a nice bow to firearms to what have you. And then we also have a live auction, which takes up a bulk of the evening. But the neat thing is there's something there for everybody. You don't have to be a multimillionaire to contribute, although we'll take as many as we can. That's kind of the neat thing. We've got a youth program. So we have like a BB gun range shoot for them, a little contest, a returning youth drawing, etc.
And boy, that sounds great. And we recently went to another banquet, and I mean, it was exciting. Guns were given away, hunts were given away, or raffled off, not given away, but raffled off and auctioned off. And who attends events of this kind?
Well, we see, you know, demographically, it's everybody. It's across the board. You know, for the most part, everybody, again, is an outdoorsy or sportsman enthusiast. But, of course, most of those guys have wives, and they attend the event and have a great time there supporting their husbands and what they like to do. But there are a lot of women hunters out there,
right,
that we see. And of course, you know, as Mark mentioned, we do have events there for the youth.
Absolutely. When is the banquet going to be held, and what's the deadline for registration?
Sure. The banquet's going to be Saturday, March 23rd, over at the Denver Merchandise Mart up there at 58th and 25. The deadline is to register by March 16th. Because of our commitments to the mart and planning of meals and things like that, we cannot take tickets at the door. So if you need to register by the 16th. You can go to our website, www.rmefdenver.org, to get some more information to register. But the neat thing is it's a great gathering for people, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're visiting with Mark Vivian and Steve Roche with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. If you have any calls, or maybe you've heard about the foundation and this is a great chance for you to ask them some questions, again, our number is 303-331-7116. One quick question I have, gentlemen, is let's say someone wants to become a member. How would they go about becoming a member, and then what's the cost for that?
Sure. You can do that a couple different ways. Our national website's www.rmef.org, and they have out there where you can actually sign up for a membership there. Or if you're here in Denver, we'd love you to come to the banquet, and you can actually register, become a member as part of the banquet registration process. But an annual membership is as low as $35 a year. And with that, you get 6 issues of the Bugle magazine, which has a lot of information on hunting, on different outfitters, things important to those that care about the future of elk and elk habitat, for only $35.
And that is well worth it. I love getting the Bugle magazine and looking at looking at all the pictures. Hard for me to read, so I like the pictures. But,
yeah, Red, but Red do have. Do you have a magazine with just elk photos for Red? Yeah.
Tell us, if a person wants to donate or underwrite the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation or advertise with them, how do they go about that, and is it tax deductible?
Your donations are definitely 100% tax deductible, and probably the easiest way to do a donation is to visit our website, and there's some contact information there for you of who you can contact. Whether it's a donation or to advertise in our program or to underwrite, it's pretty simple. We try to make it as painless as possible, and you know, with over 500-600 people coming to the banquet, you really do get a lot of advertising in terms of the program. This year we've started some naming rights for some of our events. So for example, a local group called One Shot Gear is actually sponsoring the gun board, the silent auction, and our youth program. So we try to create a good partnership so that you get the value for your money while you're also helping out the cause.
All right. Again, we've been visiting with Mark Vivian and Steve Rosch with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Now, if you're interested in maybe getting some more information about the banquet or buying some tickets, you can call Pam Parker at 303-913-0363. That's 303-913-0363. And just ask for Pam. You can also check out their website at RMEF for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Denver.org. So RMEF, Denver.org. And this, again, a great organization for $35. I'm telling you, great deal. And again, the 6 copies of the Bugle magazine, which, like Red mentioned, is an excellent magazine. And so we hope that you will do that. So, gentlemen, thank you very, very much for being with us. And we appreciate it. And we're looking forward to coming to the banquet.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, our number is 303-331-7116. We'll ask Dan if he will hold on just a minute through this break, and Dan will be right with you. Again, my name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill, and you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Our number is 303-331-7116, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Again, be careful out driving today. A little treacherous weather, and it's supposed to snow pretty much throughout the day here in the Denver metro area, so be careful. All right, Dan. Hey, Dan, we appreciate you holding through that break. How are you, sir? Dan, are you with us? Okay.
I'm still there.
Okay, good, good.
Okay, good. Thanks for taking my call.
No, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. I want to compliment the gentleman on the Denver chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation on their tremendous website and their list of all their hunts and trips. I just went out there to their auction tab out there, and they have 15 trips and hunts out there that are just look amazing. They're everything from guided elk hunts to deer in South Dakota, and a prairie dog hunt, and a Kansas turkey hunt, and cow elk hunts, and a deer hunt in Georgia. It's pretty amazing. These guys look like they've gone to an awful lot of work to put on this this banquet. I just want to give them kudos for that.
Well, no, we appreciate it, and you know, we've done some a little bit of more research over the last few weeks and months since we've met them and everything, and I agree with you. I mean, it's a first-class organization, and I think something that everybody should get a ticket and go to this banquet on March 23rd. So, are you a member, I assume, Dan?
I am, and okay. I've been to many of their banquets, and it's a great banquet. It's amazing how just a handful of committee members can organize an event of that size with 500 to 600 people, and they never keep you guessing on what to do there. There's so many things going on with the raffles and the live auction and so forth. And these hunts alone, my goodness, if you haven't got any hunts planned for this fall, there's a good list of hunts here that look very, very exciting.
Are you interested in 2 tickets to a fly fishing film tonight, Dan?
Yeah. You know, if it wasn't for the weather, Scott, I'd take you up on it.
Okay.
I live way south of town. I think I'm just going to stay hunkered in.
I know what you mean. Okay.
But thank you anyway. I greatly appreciate it. And thanks for having these gentlemen on to promote that. It's the Elk Foundation is just such a great organization for those of us that are concerned in, about the future of conservation and so forth.
No, you're right. And thank you so much for calling in.
Sure. You're welcome. Thank you, Scott.
All right. We also have in our studio with us this morning Hunter Roop. And Hunter is the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver Safaris in South Africa. And Scott and I have booked a hunt with Bushman's Quiver Safaris, and we're going sometime later this spring. And we're excited to have Hunt with us, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about his safaris and the different things. Hunt, glad to have you with us.
Hi, Red. Scott, thanks very much for having me on your show.
Well, we've already got a fan calling in here, I think. Looks like we got a caller, Mr. Oak Johnson. How you doing, sir?
Thanks for taking my call. Good talking to you. And hi again to Hunt. But I just want to let you know, what I went out, I won the hunt, the seven-day hunt that Bushman's Quiver auction or gives out at the last Sportsman's Expo. And it was a seven-day hunt that included the Impala and a blessed buck. And we ended up taking a little bit longer. We extended that to like 12 days, I guess, and ended up taking 11 animals all together. But it was a terrific hunt, and Bushman's Quiver is just out of this world. They're very, very professional. All the references speak really, really highly of them. In fact, once we got to South Africa, and I was kind of hesitant about flying there, what I was getting into and everything else, but got to the airport in Johannesburg and was met at the airport by Stefan, who's the owner of Bushman's Quiver, and Adele, who handles all the paperwork as far as getting your weapons in. And we just breezed right through the airport. Half an hour after we touched down in Johannesburg, we had our weapons and we were off to the hunt. Drove a couple hours and went in and stayed at this old farmhouse from the 1940s that looked like it was out of the movies, and got up the next morning and went out and, probably out on the road for, out in the bush belt for maybe 20, 30 minutes or something, and saw a fallow deer and was encouraged to take it, so shot that and went on down to the gems buck. And later on in the afternoon, we took a spring buck and a blessed buck, and finally I told Stefan, who's our PH at the time, that I just couldn't shoot anymore. I needed to take a break. It was too much excitement.
That's a good hunt when you can't shoot anymore. You need to take a break.
Yeah, I've never come to that point myself.
It was, I tell you. My shoulders were getting sore. My trigger finger was getting tired.
Wow.
But, and then the next day, we got up and drove out, and it looked like a scene out of the movies. It was just about a two-mile square. I don't know what you'd call it back here. Maybe a meadow or something, but it was huge. And there were ostriches running around and giraffes running around and blessed buck and red hearted beast and eland and zebra. And as soon as we saw the zebra, the Stefan told me that was a good stallion, third one from the left, and down it went. So it was just like that. And the animals that you see is just nothing like you can get back here in the States. And it was just amazing. And Stefan and his staff were just totally professional and just a joy to hunt with. My wife went with me on the hunt, and she had never hunted before. In fact, she didn't hunt this time. She just went and accompanied me, and I don't know who had more fun, either she or me, and I just couldn't believe how much fun I had. So it's, if you have a wife or a spouse that doesn't want to hunt or doesn't like to hunt and just wants to go out for the scenery and see all the animals, I highly encourage you to go along with Bushman's Quiver and take them up and see what they have. And it's an incredible experience. Highly recommended.
Well, Oak, we appreciate you calling in, and I'm telling you, you're whetting our appetite. Scott and I are really getting excited about going. And we have Hunter Roop here in the studio with us. And good morning, Hunter.
Hello, Red. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great, and good to have you with us. Could you tell us a little bit about your upbringing and how you happened to become an outdoor enthusiast?
Well, it's funny. As a young kid, I can remember getting up in the morning in the fall and the winter and noticing that my father wasn't in the house. And I would ask my mother, hey, where's Dad? And she'd say, he's gone hunting. And I was like, gone hunting? What does that mean? And he would be gone all day, and I'd wait up for him. And at some point in time, he would come home later in the evening. And I can remember just seeing the hunting clothes and the smells, and when he would come back with an animal sometimes, it was just the whole primal aspect of the thing, and the mystique was very intriguing for me, and it made quite an impression on me as a young boy, and that's how it all began.
Boy, that's great. I fully agree. You got to get started early, and everybody out there that's got kids and you want to pass on that tradition, get your kids involved, make it fun for them. All right, Hunt, how did you happen to meet Stefan, and what motivated you to become affiliated with Bushman's Quiver on a professional level?
Well, I met Stefan at the International Sportsman's Exposition in Denver here a number of years ago. And as I just explained to you, I've been enthralled with hunting since I was a very young boy. And it'd always been a dream of mine to go to Africa. I'd read all the Rourke stuff. I'd read Jack O'Connor's stuff, all of the old texts, and seen all the old African movies. And it just been a lifelong dream of mine. And I kind of explained that to Stefan, and he said something to me that really made an impression on me. And he said, you know, it's never going to be easier or cheaper next year. And he was so right. I booked a hunt with him, and I went over there and had a fantastic time. As oak related, I had a very similar experience. I extended my hunt from 7 days to 10, and I think I'm recalling I killed 19 animals in 10 days. You'll just
his trigger finger was in a splint. Yeah,
You'll see so many heads of game in such a nice country. And the way I became affiliated with Stefan was, I could tell he was a very, very, very busy man. That we had clients over there, or he did at the time. I wasn't affiliated with him, but he was very busy, and I could see that he could use some administrative help and some marketing help back here in the States. And so that dialogue just kind of developed naturally, and he asked me if I would do some of these things for him back here in the United States. And I was about to retire from my federal job, and boy, it was like a young kid's dream come true. So here we are.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, growing up down in Texas and learning to hunt at an early age, it's also been a dream of mine to go to Africa. I never actually thought I'd get to go, but it's more easy than you realize to be able to go to South Africa. We're visiting with Hunter Roop, the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver. And if you've been thinking about a trip to South Africa, give us a call at 303-331-7116. And we invite you to check out their website at www.bushmansquiver.com. All right, Hunt, as someone who did not grow up in the African bush, what is your perspective as to which animals a first-time hunter to Africa might consider taking?
Well, you know, Red, it's really completely up to the client. We divide the African species into the big five and then plains game. So the big five animals would include elephant, lion, leopard, rhino, buffalo, and then we have 37 species of plains game. We have clients that come to Africa for the first time, and they have the proper equipment and the rifles and the mindset to take some of the big five, and we'll do that with a client if that's their first time desire. But most people are primarily interested in plains game animals, and we divide those into what we call the premier species. That would be your big kudu, sable, inyala, mountain zebra, lechwe, eland, giraffe, animals of that nature. And then the common plains game, which is gemsbok, burchell, zebra, blessed buck, impala, red-hearted beast, etc. We also have a number of grand slams. There's four spiral species of antelope in Africa. That includes the eland, the kudu, the inyala, and the bushbuck. So we really have just about anything that anybody wants to try, including a wide variety of cats. So it's really up to the client. We like to meet with clients the first time and give them a list of animals that we have available, and then kind of get their perspective on what they think they would like to try the first time. And it just becomes a process of meeting with the client and finding out what their desires are, and whatever that is, we can handle it for them.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, give us a call, 303-331-7116. We're going to take a short break and be back with more with Hunter Roop with Bushman's Quiver. And if you also want to talk a little turkey hunting with Brady Thomas in studio, we're going to do that a little bit after this break. So give us a call, 303-331-7116.
Everybody wants Pat O'Brien and Steve Hartman.
Weekdays 1 until 5 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
No job too big or too small. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair or want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing has an economical solution. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call today for your free in-home estimate, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and you will also receive $25 off your first service call.
For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full-service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at LynnLyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been looking for that one-of-a-kind knife? Well, I highly recommend you look at ML Seaman Knife. Pepper Seaman is the master craftsman of these very special custom knives. The handle materials used vary from burl woods from the U.S. to exotic woods from Africa, Southeast Asia, Central, and South America. Visit their website at MLSeamanKnives.com. That's MLSEAMANKnives.com. Call 785-821-1659. That's 785-821-1659.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roloff Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesh, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, criminallawfleshlaw.com.
Safety is crucial in our lives today. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. Get the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes, from long gun to smaller personal safes. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainsafe.com. Nothing protects like a cannon. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Our number is 303-331-7116. Again, we've got a pair of the Fly Fishing Film Tour tickets. It's going to be at the Wildlife Experience out on Lincoln this evening. Doors open at 5:30. If you would like a pair of those tickets, give us a call, and we will get those to you. So give us a call, 303-331-7116, and Red's going to finish up with Hunter Roop.
Yes, we're back here with Hunter Roop. He's the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver Safaris, and we've had a good visit with him, and Scott and I, like I said, have already booked a hunt with them, and Scott and I are scheduled to kill 7 animals apiece, but from what Hunter said a little while ago, we better start saving up our money.
I mean, I'm so afraid of this trip.
we might wind up killing 15 or 16. Who knows, you know? Just depends on how deep your pocketbook is at the time.
Don't worry, Red. I won't let you get out of control.
Well, Hunter, I appreciate that. All right. Tell us a little bit about the process. Someone books a hunt, and they fly to Johannesburg, and then what?
Well, for one thing, Red, I think international travel, especially going to a foreign country in the continent of Africa, people are a little bit anticipatory about what to expect, and there's really nothing to worry about at all. Johannesburg is a modern industrial commercial city that would compare favorably with any other large city throughout the world, and there'll be either Stefan or another of our licensed professional hunters there to meet you and Scott when you get there, along with Adele, who does our firearms importation paperwork. It'll take a typical client about 15 to 20 minutes at most, depending on how many hunters actually come into the airport at that time, but it'll take about 15 or 20 minutes to clear your firearms. You'll have a two-hour drive from there to our base camp. During that time, the PH will consult with you and find out what your expectations are. You'll have a good evening meal and then straight to bed. And the next morning, bright and early, you'll be on the first day of your safari.
Yeah, man, I cannot wait.
I know.
Just right. Thinking about it gets the blood coursing through your veins and gets your trigger finger itchy. Hunter, can a hunter that's going to shoot some game bring a spouse or a guest just as an observer?
Absolutely. Some of our strongest clients actually bring family members or friends, either as additional hunters or observers. And usually what the typical day is like is if the observer wants to accompany the hunter, they get to see a lot of nice country, a wide array of species, and a large number of animal herds. And then if they want to break from that experience, it's strictly up to them, but we have a lot of non-hunting additional activities that are available. Those activities are listed on our website. And also our client list includes a wide array of clients that have come to Africa as observers, and they can give you their personal experiences on, you know, what it's like for all the additional activities that are not directly related to hunting.
And Red, now we went to several of your open houses, I guess you call them, after the Sportsman's Expo show here, and met a lot of people that have hunted with you guys, and every person there not only were very happy with their hunt, but they said it exceeded their expectations. And I mean every person, you know, and that was really good. So if you want to know more, you can give Hunter a call directly at 303-663-4763. That's 303-663-4763. You can visit their website at bushmanquiver.com. And Hunt's going to be on with us once a month throughout the rest of the year. And so you can also send any questions to the website. Again, you can at sportsmanofcolorado.com. You can hit the Ask the Expert, or you can email me, Scott, at sportsmanofcolorado. So, Hunt, we appreciate it. And we are very, very happy to be able to go and do this. And I want to tell you, enter drawings, okay? I won one of these drawings, like the other caller, Oak, mentioned, at the Tanner Gun Show, which initiated this whole indebtedness we're about to embark on, Red. But so enter drawings. You cannot win if you do not enter. So enter the drawing, and it's for 7 days, an Impala, and a blessed box.
Two free animals that's included,
right? And I'm telling you, when you see him at the Tanner Gun Show, go and register and give him a call, 303-663-4763. Next in studio, a great friend of ours, Red and mine, and Brady Thomas. And Brady has been a great friend for a long time and an excellent guide, and we've hunted everything from waterfowl to pheasant to big game with Brady, and always done an excellent job. And you've heard us brag on him a few times when Quentin Smith with QRS Outdoors Specialties has been here. You've heard us mention Brady's name. So, Brady, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, good. So tell us a little bit about how you got into guiding and how long you've been a guide, and then what all you're currently doing now.
You know, I got into guiding about, 10, 11 years ago. I was a member at Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, and just decided to ask them out there if they needed some extra help, and that started it. From there, I've gone on to, guide, big game, elk, antelope, deer, duck, turkey, goose, the whole nine yards. So it's just one little conversation turned into a lifelong adventure.
That's how we first met Brady, when we joined out at Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, and they've got a great field out there for releasing live birds and going out and hunting. And that's how we met Brady, and had a great dog. I think your dog's name was Luke, wasn't it?
First one was Taz. That's the one you guys met. Now you got Luke. Yeah, he's a good short hair for sure.
Yep. What's your favorite game to guide for and to hunt?
I'd have to say turkeys. If they came down and said you got to pick one to hunt the rest of your life, hands down it'd be turkey hunting. I like hunting everything, but that's definitely my favorite. The weather's nice, the birds are active, you still get the shakes and get nervous when Tom's coming in, and you can shoot more than one, and it doesn't take a crane operator to get the thing out of the woods.
Where do you go? Where do you like to go best to guide hunts for turkey?
You know, I have an outfitting business in Nebraska. It's between North Platte and McCook, Nebraska. It's about a 4.5-hour one-way drive from Denver, so it's pretty convenient, and that's where we're based out of there.
Mm-hmm. Do you guarantee your hunts?
My turkey hunts, I do guarantee. You have guarantee the opportunity with a shotgun, not archery. Guaranteed an opportunity to harvest a turkey. If you do not harvest one during your hunt with me, you get to come back the next year for free. But if you can't shoot a turkey out there where we're at on just under 30,000 acres leased, there's something seriously wrong with what you're doing.
You know, we've talked a lot when Quentin was on about, you know, the benefits of hunting with a guide. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and what you think a guide can bring to your hunt?
You know, there's several different things. We only hunt on private property out in Nebraska. And a couple of things is, if you're a novice or a beginner or an experienced turkey hunter, either way, you know, our schedules in life don't always allow us the liberty to go out and scout and find where, you know, our prey is at certain times of the day. Going with a guide, it's a good opportunity to learn how to do some things, maybe change up some things. We all get stuck in a rut no matter what you're doing, calling deer, calling elk, calling goose, duck, turkey, whatever. And it just teach them a little bit more about, more of the effective ways to be a successful hunter.
And one thing I know you really, and when I say harp on, I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean something that you stress. If you're going to hire a guide, listen to the guide.
Oh, for crying out
loud. Okay. And we've talked about that, because, I mean, hey, if you were Rambo out there and you're that good of a hunter, you're probably not hiring a guide, okay? So, I mean, listen to your guide because, again, they know the properties, and you may have had a great experience and been hunting for years on different properties. But you know what? These guides, like Brady, they know the property. They know the how the animals work. They know what to do. So if you're going to hire them, you got to listen to them, for sure. So
agreed.
We got to take another short break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Again, Hunter Rupin Studio, if you still have any questions about South Africa. And we're talking with Brady Thomas with Heritage Outfitters Nebraska. You can reach Brady directly at 303-994-8418. His website is heritageoutfittersne.com. So heritageoutfittersne.com. We'll be back with more of Sportsman of Colorado right after this.
It's too late. It's all gone.
It's the Eric Casillas Show, weekdays at 5.
How many places here? What a teammate Tom Brady is. Not so fast. Don't let the facts get in the way of your story. Tom Brady was supposed to make $30 million over the next 2 years.
You know how much he's going to get over the next 2 years? $33 million.
And by the way, $30 million up front. And now it's all guaranteed. So everybody will congratulate Brady.
You know who those people are?
People didn't do their homework. We do our homework here on the program.
Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, welcomes the Eric Casillas Show, weekdays at 5.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club, and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin
Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167, or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC One Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsmen of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC One Consulting now for details, 720-432-3229, or visit our website, TAC1Consulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E Consulting.com.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out, and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9271 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterT'sTaxidermy.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill. Our number is 303-331-7116. Got a few more minutes left with Hunter Root, with Bushman's Quiver, and also Brady Thomas, and Brady's with Heritage Outfitters Nebraska.
All right, Brady, I know the season that's going on right now is turkey. This time of year is for turkey. And when does the season in Nebraska start?
The archery season starts March 25th, and the regular shotgun season starts on April 13th.
So that's coming up pretty quick, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll be 2 weeks from today, I'll be sitting in Nebraska, getting everything prepped up and ready, getting blinds set up, and getting ready to work these birds for you guys.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I appreciated when we went out hunting with you, Brady, was your ability to call. And we've been on waterfowl hunts with you, and you called birds in. It sounded like the real thing, and which is what it's supposed to sound like.
Yeah, son.
And then we went on a couple of guided elk hunts with you, and it was your ability to know when to call and how to call and what a particular call to get that called those elk in. And what calls should a new hunter use?
For turkey hunting, I would say that a box call is probably the easiest to learn. Slate would be the next one. And then, of course, your mouth calls, your diaphragm calls would be once you really start to figure out what's going on. And, the thing about calling is watching that animal, whether it's a bird or an elk or whatever it is, and see what the response is. Sometimes you need to get a little more aggressive, and sometimes a little goes a long way.
Yeah. On your hunts there in Nebraska for turkey, what's your success ratio and the opportunity and to harvest a turkey?
100% opportunity for sure. I've had a couple, literally two clients over the last 9 years They were archery hunters that left without a turkey. And it's, you know, archery just makes things 10 times more difficult. So we certainly understand that anything with a bow, any harvest with a bow is quite a success. So you're not going to be disappointed. There's plenty of birds out there.
Now, tell us a little bit about the hunt, the price structure, and then what's included for the price.
Sure. That's a two-bird hunt, $650. Does not include license, lodging, or food. I feel that people are adults. They can figure out what they want to eat and where they want to stay. Keeps the cost down and the price down. You can shoot a third turkey for an additional $200. It is a three-day hunt, all on private property, and it's all guided.
Sounds like a fantastic time.
Who has more turkeys, Colorado or Nebraska?
Well, it's like saying, is the high school baseball team better than the Colorado Rockies?
Right.
So that's the comparison. It's Colorado has great turkey hunting. It's difficult. You know, it's mountainous, the majority of it. You know, Merriam's, they call them Mountain Merriam's here, and there's just not as many here as there are in Nebraska. I would venture to say Nebraska literally has probably about 15 to 30 times the turkeys that Colorado does. They basically have just shy of what we call an infestation.
What species of turkey do you hunt in Nebraska?
There's actually three different subspecies in Nebraska. If you get on in the farther out east, you'll get to some of the, you know, eastern birds, Merriam's, Rios. In the area that we hunt, we have Rios and Merriam's, and then of course they crossbreed and create a Rio-Merriam hybrid. So you can shoot a Merriam or Rio. They'll come out of the same tree. You'll shoot them out of the same valley. You know, they all hang out together.
Now, getting back to the calling a little bit, you know, a lot of times the calls will come with a DVD or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
How would you suggest that people learn? Are they better to go out with someone like you and actually learn that, or can you really learn from these CDs?
You know, you can learn. I mean, you'll learn the fundamentals, mm-hmm. for sure. Nothing's better than, you know, time and grade and being out there in the field and practicing and seeing what works. Also, your calls, you're going to practice them in the house while you're watching the DVD or the listening to the CD or whatever, and your call's going to sound completely different outside than it does inside. So, hunters, go outside and check what your call sounds like, because you may be surprised or disappointed one way or the other when you get out in the timber and you're like, wow, that sounds a lot different than in my living room.
Right. Our number's 303-331-7116. Again, we always want to invite you to visit our website at sportsmanofcolorado.com. We've got the Ask the Expert box there, sponsored by Sitka Gear, and you can ask us next a question, and then if we use your question on air, we will get you that $25 Cabela's gift card. Also, send us your photos for our bragging gallery. You can email us with your topics, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and also we'd appreciate if you'd like us on Facebook. So again, got a few more minutes. Hunter Root, Bushman's Quiver, if you have any South Africa questions, or with Brady Thomas with Hunt Heritage Outfitter Nebraska. Let's see. I had one question on my mind.
Hello, Brady, let me just tell you, Scott and I went out hunting yesterday at Kiowa Creek on a pheasant hunt.
Yeah.
And like what we'd been with you before. And I'm telling you, it was a fantastic hunt, and we got to blast a few pheasant. And I'm telling you, when you shoot one of those and you got that puff of feathers that come out, you know, and you're throttling a scream back in your throat, you know,
right.
Just having so much fun. And I'm sure that it's real similar to that, hunting a turkey, and maybe even more so.
Yeah, it's a very exciting hunt. You know, I like to take, you know, experienced hunters for sure, of course. The biggest thrill that I get is watching, you know, a parent, you know, a dad or a mom or whatever, bring their kids out. And when they harvest their first turkey, it's, you know, you can't help but get emotional. There's just no way around it. So that's a very, very enjoyable experience for me as well the guest is too, so...
Talk just a little bit about the importance that you feel from being a dad about taking your kids out hunting.
Now you're going to get me all choked up. It is. You know, that camaraderie you can have with your friends, but having that relationship with your children is, you know, that you're not going to put a bond tighter than that. You know, mm-hmm. my two sons, my daughter's not real big into it, but both of my sons are heavily addicted to hunting. They've shot their first turkeys. They both killed them when they were 9 years old, And it's an unexplainable experience. You know, the youngest hunter I've ever had out there was last year. This young man came, our young boy came out. He was 6 years old the first day of his hunt, and he harvested his first turkey. I mean, a kid was, you know, he's just a little bitty squirt. And the next day was his seventh birthday. So we got to have several different fun experiences with that. And it's bring your kids out and hunt. You know, bring your daughters out and hunt. They're people too, and you'd be surprised how many people don't realize that their wives or their daughters would really enjoy some time in the field. So get them out there, get them exposed to it. If they don't like it, they don't like it. At least you tried and you did your part. But it's our responsibility as parents and as hunters to bring in the younger generations, or we're going to have things happening like we have right now with the gun bills and stuff, and not enough people to support it to get it turned over.
And you are offering a 10%. Discount off for the month of March.
Yes, the month of March. We're fairly, you know, we're probably about 70% booked up. I would like to offer that out to anybody that wants to book by the end of March, 10% off of the hunt. I know it's not a huge deal, but every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps. It sure does. Again, we've been visiting with Brady Thomas, Heritage Outfitters Nebraska. The website is heritageoutfittersne.com. 10% off for the month of March. You can give him a call directly at 303-994-8418. And just tell him you heard him here on Sportsman of Colorado. And just want to take just a minute here to wrap up today, just thanking our sponsors that make this show possible. I hope you'll visit our website. And if you have any needs that pertain to any of our sponsors, I hope that you will. And one sponsor we have is the law firm of Irwin & Bozen. You know, and there's some of our sponsors I hope you never need, and this would be one. They're a personal injury firm, so if you or a loved one's been injured in an accident, you can call the law firm of Irwin & Bozen. As for John Bozen, I've known John for years, a good friend, a great attorney. And, you know, he will give you a fair and honest evaluation of your case, and you can call him for a free consultation at 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. And we're assembling kind of a legal team for Sportsman of Colorado. While you may say some of these things don't have anything to do with the outdoors, sometimes life just happens and you need good people that you can trust. We've got the law office of Kevin C. Flesh, and Kevin does a lot of different things, workers' comp, criminal law. He also does some personal injury. We've got Ben Yablon, a bankruptcy attorney. And then we've got companies like Lakewood Plumbing and Roloff Remedies. But we've got a lot of great sponsors, and we just want to thank them. So we want to thank all of our guests today, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Hunter Root, Bushman's Quiver, Brady Thomas with Heritage Outfitters Nebraska. And we want to thank you for joining us today again. Be careful out driving. It looks like it's going to be a snowy day all day today. Visit our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. And, Red, we're out of time again for another
great
Saturday.
Great morning.
But a good show. So join us next week for more of Sportsman of Colorado at 8 a.m. on 1600 The Zone. Have a great weekend. You know, I've never been a type that would ever